My dad threw my skincare products on the floor.
Why do you have these women's products in your room?
I was terrified. They're not mine. They're Joyce's. Dad glared at me for a long time.
Really? Don't forget you're a man, Tobias. I heard you joined a club at school. What club is that?
It's the rugby club.
My dad growled. I want to come to your next match, okay?
Yes, Dad. Hi, I'm Tobias, 16 years old. I haven't told my dad that I'm gay because he's too strict. He always wanted me to be manly and strong. I tiredly lie down on the bed. Joyce, my sister, rushed into the room.
What happened?
I just told Dad I signed up for the rugby club while, actually, I joined the contemporary dance team. He'll kill me if he knows the truth.
Why don't you join both?
No way! My crush is that team captain!
What are you afraid of? I'll help you.
The very next day, suddenly Zev, my crush, came to class looking for me.
Hi, I just received your mail asking to join our team last night. We look forward to it. We're in dire need of a midfielder.
But, wait, I...
Don't worry, you will be fully supported.
Then Zev passionately gave a presentation about the rugby team. With that enthusiasm, I didn't have the heart to refuse him. That night, Joyce said that she was the one who sent that mail, both to help me hide the truth from Dad and to make it easier for me to approach my crush. Oh gosh, having a sister is such a pain. Since I was not familiar with rugby, I was clumsy and got mocked by the other members. They looked down on boys who came from the dance team. But Zev was different. He protected me from everyone's cruel jokes. In the late afternoon, he usually stayed behind and taught me how to pitch. But no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't do it. During a practice, Zev asked me,
"Hey, do you really want to play rugby?"
"The truth is, I don't enjoy it."
"Then why did you join the team?"
"Well, my sister was the one who sent you that mail. I just joined the team so I could hide the truth from my dad."
"Hide what?"
"That I'm gay, and I'm not as manly as he wants." Zev looked at me with sympathy and determination.
"I'll help you."
Zev helped me train day and night and convinced the coach to let me join the main team. I finally was allowed on the field. My dad and Joyce sat in the stands. He seemed so happy that what I said was true. When my team won, Dad ran down to hug me.
"Well done, son. I'm proud of you."
I smiled and turned around, introducing Zev to my family. Zev praised me nonstop and said that I was a big contributor to the team. My dad was so excited that he invited him home for dinner. As I got worried, Zev leaned close to my ear and said mischievously,
"Don't worry, I'll help you become a strong man in your father's eyes."
That night, my dad, Joyce, and Zev talked a lot. Thanks to Zev's stories and flattery, Dad stopped questioning my sexuality. Since then, Zev has grown closer to us. He often came to my house to hang around and have dinner. Besides rugby, I also practiced in the dance team every afternoon. Zev always patiently waited for me to come home together. Once while I was dancing, Zev rushed into the practice room and dragged me away.
"We gotta go! Your dad just texted me! He's coming to watch you practice!"
I hurriedly called Joyce to the rescue. In just 10 minutes, she showed up and brought me rugby clothes to change. Zev said amusedly,
"You and Joyce seem so close."
"Yes, she's my guardian angel." Zev suddenly handed me a small box.
"Hey, I have something for you. Just some cookies. Share it with Joyce. I gotta go now. Bye."
My heart pounded loudly. Zev gave me cookies? Instead of sharing them with Joyce, I kept them in my drawer. I'll treasure this for the rest of my life. And then, every day Zev gave me a box of cookies. Could it be that he realized my feelings? I asked Joyce, "Did you tell Zev that I like him?"
"No, why are you asking that?"
"No, I just want to be sure." I shouldn't have told Joyce about it, or she would scream at me for not sharing those cookies. That Christmas, Zev came over to my house to celebrate. We decided to play Secret Santa. Each person would draw a name and prepare a gift for them, then secretly put it under the Christmas tree. Joyce was in charge of writing names, and she mischievously whispered to me,
I'll put a little mark on the paper with Zev on it. This is your chance to confess to him.
Thanks to that, I quickly got the paper with his name. I prepared a beautiful gift box with rugby patterned wrapping paper and a Christmas card that had my love confession to Zev. But surprisingly, when we gathered on Christmas Eve, someone left a gift with the wrapping paper that looked exactly like mine under the Christmas tree. What's going on? When it came to the gifting part, Zev picked one of the two boxes, and my dad picked the other one. That night, Zev stayed and slept in the same room as me. I'll open this gift. I wonder what it is. Out of embarrassment, I said, I'll go out and get some things. When I returned, I saw Zev waiting for me at the door. Instead of being happy about my love letter, he was extremely enraged. You're so selfish, you've ruined everything. Before I could understand anything, Zev grabbed my arm and dragged me into my room, pointing down at the drawer where I hid the boxes of cookies that he gave me. Why are you hiding these instead of giving them to Joyce? What? Aren't those your gifts to me? And I always told you to share them with Joyce. Zev opened the boxes, and at the bottom of each box was a love letter or note for Joyce. Because you hid all these things, Joyce didn't know my feelings. It was too much of a shock. I've never opened it before, so I didn't know. Suddenly, I became an obstacle to their love. Zev angrily left. I tried to run after him, begging to explain myself, but to no avail. Suddenly, we saw my dad sitting quietly in the living room. He said,
Zev, I have something private to tell you. Tobias, go back to your room.
Dad and Zev went out on the balcony to talk. Out of fear and curiosity, I stood outside and looked through the gap in the door. Dad suddenly gave Zev the gift he picked earlier and said,
I picked up the gift Tobias meant for you and read his love letter. I knew he was gay for a long time, but didn't dare to face it and forced him to be strong and masculine. He has had to hide his true self for so long, and I don't want him to continue that. If he confesses his love to you, please don't be cruel to him.
As I heard those words, tears welled up in my eyes. When they went inside, they were surprised when I was standing there. Dad, I'm sorry I couldn't become a strong man as you want.
No, son. Being strong is to bravely live as who you are. Just be yourself.
I turned to Zev. Sorry for making things worse. I misunderstood your feelings.
It's okay, Tobias. I misunderstood you too. Peace?
My dad was surprised.
You're not going to confess?
Nah, I'll find someone else. I'll help him with Joyce.
We hugged each other and laughed, while Joyce was sleeping soundly upstairs, not knowing what was going on. I accidentally came out that Christmas, but it was not as bad as I thought. Now I can join the dance club at school and live more comfortably as who I am. As for Zev, he's like a brother to me now. With my help, he and Joyce are together.